Good morning. It's 6:45. It's WHYY's Morning Edition. North Philly's Fair Hill neighborhood will be getting a major update to its rec center, and the local community development corporation is getting residents involved in the planning process in a unique way by playing games. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has the story.
Recently, 24 Fair Hill residents gathered in a community hall at ASE, a neighborhood community development corporation, to play a board game.
In front of you is a game board, and at the top there is a value.
Game designer Lisa Jo Epstein announced the rules to teams of 4 to 6 people huddled around 10 boards.
And these top 10 values emerged from 179 people from the neighborhood who noted that these values were most important to them.
Earlier this summer, those 179 people had participated in storytelling sessions, sharing their experiences and memories of the old Rivera and Mann Rec Center. During those sessions, a group of performers listened for prompts within the stories and improvised theatrical scenes so the neighbors could see their stories immediately acted out. Out of those stories came the 10 values on these game boards. Those stories were Act 1, said Epstein, who's a theater artist and founder of Just Act, a theater-based community engagement company. Act 2 is this game, where the neighbors analyze those ideas that came out of the stories.
Rather than having a professional who takes that information and goes off and does their work, we wanted the community members to be the ones to analyze the data so that they are always the ones making the decisions for things that will most impact them.
What these Fair Hill residents are working out on the game boards is how to best use their new recreation center when it opens next fall. The game pieces are cards written with activities that could be offered at the new center and other cards written with the people who would most benefit from those activities. Things like after-school tutoring, fitness classes, cooking, gardening, and vocational development. One of the players was Lois Williams. She was busy filling up the game board with ideas.
We are moving right along with ours. Because we don't play, you know. It's supposed to be play, but we take it seriously. Because we are from the community, and we want things to be the way we need it to be for us.
The game is the latest phase in a year-long project to let the community plan the future of the rec center, led by ASE. The director of ASE's Community Advisory Committee, Stasia Montero, says residents in this mostly Latino neighborhood often feel left out of the planning process. Many of them are lower income or don't speak English.
And it speaks to shifting this dynamic where people offer their feedback and it kind of just goes into a void and then they don't know what happened to it. Whereas here it's like, all right, you are getting that back right away and it's being built into this game, which is ultimately building our programming blueprint.
Michelle Ortiz, the incoming CEO of the nearby Puerto Rican Cultural Center, Taller Puerto Riqueño, came by to play the game.
It's a board game, so it doesn't have a lot of barriers that we think when we are writing or other stuff. We all had a game, or even if it was cards, in our house. It's a good way to listen very openly.
After the players work together to match activity cards with people who would most benefit from them, the staff of ASE documented the ideas laid out on each board by taking pictures of them. All that information will be put into a report, a snapshot of what the community wants from its rec center, and shared with the neighbors and with Philadelphia Parks and Recreation next spring. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.